is Kol Yoimai Heve Dover Reb Yehuda. It's every day, the first 7 days, you have Yehuda gathered together. They are Sarah 10 people. The Yasfei Beduchtei. And they sat in his Mokames where he was mace. And they like a sad mate Shiva there. Shrashi Kol Yoimai means Zayin Yemei Avelis. So the Gemara, the Maisa was, La'acha Shiva Yom, after the 7 days that Reb Yehuda pavah this Shiva for this person, is Chatilei Bechilme, as this person appeared to Reb Yehuda in his dream. Rashi Bechilme, the Gemara Bechilme to Reb Yehuda. He said, in Reb Yehuda's dream, this person appeared to him. V'yomalei, and he told Reb Yehuda, Tenuach Daitcho, like a big Yashakoyach, you should have Menuchas and Nefesh. Why? That you should have it easy. Shehanachta is Daiti, that you made it easy for me. He gave me a tremendous amount of Nachas Ruach. That says you were menachem me. The fact you sat Shiva for me, so you gave me a tremendous hanochas, tremendous menucha. Mar Omer Avavua, kol sho'imrim b'fnei ha-meis. Anything we say in front of the meis is yodeya. The person, the meis, knows what you're talking about and what you're saying to him. Ad sheyistam ha-gerlo, until you close the kever. Sheyistam ha-gerlo. The Rashi learns gerlo means hu kisui sheneistam ala roinei. Rashi learns that you cover up the coffin. It's the kisui you put on the coffin, that is called the galal. And once you put sheyistam ha-gelel, then the mace doesn't know what you're talking about, or doesn't understand you. Tosfos, the learns a little bit different, says Pirsha ben Atam, the gelel hainu even gedela shal ha-roinu shomei shekarin matzeva. As he learns, until you put up the matzeva, that means you put something on top of the kfurom, then the mace still knows what you're talking about. So the kid says, even b'shas the hespid, and b'shas you making the kfurim, the mace still knows what you're talking about. It's only after you finish covering up the kfura, legamrin, that's when the mace doesn't know anymore. That's the first mandiyoma. V'chadomer, another mandiyoma says, ad sheyisachal habosar. No, until the meat of the body doesn't rot away, the mace still knows what's going on. The one that says that the mace still knows what's going on. If you talk to him, he hears you. Calls the man his goof, didn't right away. The pasuk says, like we had before, ach b'saroi olav yichov, that he'll feel pains. His goof still feels the pains. Vaita v'nafshoi olav t'tiovel, and his nefesh feels avelis for him. So mashmi, even after the kfura later on, still the person feels the pains of his body. So Mashma calls the man, the body is there, the mace still knows what's going on. So Rashi learns that calls the man, Chiyeshle Bosa, calls the man, there's still some flesh there, Yeshle le Nefesh Tzad Chiyas Lohavin. The Nefesh still has some Chiyas, and he still understands a little bit what's going on. So the Gemara of Oman the Yomar, Achiyistam Hagilu, but the first man the Yomar that says no, as soon as they finish the Kfura, then the mace doesn't know what's going on anymore. The pasuk says, "V'yoshuv ha'ofer el oretz kishahoyim." That when you put the nefesh back into the ground, that's called, it goes back to the offer, it comes back like dust. Kishahoyim, the way it was mikara. Just like Metchila, when Hashem created Adam Rishon, He created him yesh me'ayin, from nothing, from dirt. When they put you back into the oretz, you also become like dirt, like offer. That you don't know anymore what's going on. You finish your shaykhis to this world. So at the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "V'haruach toshev el holakim," that the ruach pasuk means the nef, the neshama went back to Hashem. Asher nosno, that Hashem gave to you. So we darshin, it means to know loy kimoi shenosno l'cho. You should give back your neshama to Hashem the same way Hashem gave it to you. He's kimoi shenosno l'cho b'tayra, afato b'tayra. The same way Hashem gave you the neshama b'tayra, that's the way you should give it back to Hashem b'tayra also. Moshe lemelech basav adam. It's doime to a melech basav adam. Shecholak big day malchus le'avodav. He gave out his clothing. The melech gave his own big day malchus to his avodim, to his own servants. Is pichim shevhem, the smart people, the smart avodim, kiplum, folded them up nicely, v'nichon b'kufsa, put them away nicely in the chest, that they should stay clean, in order to be able to give it back to the king, nice and clean. Mashenke tipshim shebehem, the tipshim, the fools, is holchu v'osul bohem alocha. They went and worn, and used them, and they worked with the clothing on. Is liyomim, after a few days, v'kesh ha-melech et kelim, the melech wanted to have back his kelim. is pikhim shebehem, the smart ones, herzirum loy kishu meguatzin. The smart one gave back the king his clothing when it was nice and pressed and clean, because they never used it. They made sure it was just as clean as they received it. That's the way they gave it back. Mashenkein tipshim shebehem, the fools, herzirum loy kishem luchlochlim. That the fools gave it back when it was still meluchlach, still full of dirt. Is somach hamelech likras pikhim. The king was very happy to see that the smart people gave back the clothing very nice and clean. Mashenkein v'koyas likras tipshin. The king got very angry at the fools. Is our pikhim omar, on the smart people, the king said, yinos nukli lo'itze. Put this kli, what they give me back, put it into the yitze, put it away in the warehouse. V'heim yelchu l'batein l'sholom. And let the smart people go home peaceful to the house. V'yaltiv shimoma mashenkein, upon the fools that gave the kelim, they gave the clothing of the king back dirty. So the king said, "Kli yinosnu l'kovis, the keli, my clothing, give to the laundry now. Hashinosnu l'kovis, mean give to the cleaners. V'hein, and the tipshim, the fools themselves, yischov shu b'veis asurim. They should be put away in prison for what they did, for dirtying my clothing." So the Gemara, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Agufan shel tzdika moimer, when a tzaddik is nifter and gives back his neshama to Hashem, Hashem says, Yovoi shalom, the tzaddik comes in peace, yenuchoi al mishkavoysam, he should rest in peace. That's about his guf should rest in peace. V'yal nishmasan hu moimer, upon the neshama of a tzaddik, Hashem says, for hoiso nefesh adoini tzrura b'tzor hachayim, that the neshama of a tzaddik mamish rest b'tzur ha'chayim, which means tachas kisya kovid, his mamish close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, his kli yinosnu loitze latzniyam avze tinosan tachas kisya kovid, his the neshama of the tzaddikim go tachas kisya kovid. Mashenkin of the fools, l'koyves, lavlan, you have to clean them. Avzu l'gehenim l'tzor from shom. Who are them? The Rishoyim go into Gehenim to clean themselves out. And vayta they put v'veis asurim, v'choshech bloy oru v'shalva. They're put into prison in darkness without any oru, without any shalva. Here vayta Gemara. Aguf on shel Rishoyim. What does Hashem do with the guf, the body of the Rishoyim? Huaymer. Ein sholom omar Hashem l'Rishoyim. They have no peace. The Rishoyim get no peace after the Niftar. V'yal nishmasan hu oimer. What does Hashem say about the Nishama? V'yes nefesh oivecho yikaleno v'soich kaf hakelam. That the Nishama of a Rosha, Hashem takes and throws it in a sling, like we'll soon see. The Nishama is thrown from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Tanya Reb Lezer oimer. Nishmasan shel tzadikim genuzois tachas kisei hakovet. It's the neshamas of tzaddikim are held under the kisya kovet. This goes on the matzav of Gan Eden, which is right now, after a person is meis, nifta from this world, his neshama goes to Gan Eden. That's the mokum where the neshamas stay until it comes the matzav of tchias ameisim, and then there'll be olam habo. That's a different zach, olam habo. But poshiyeh, we're talking about where the neshamas are right now, after the nifta, that they go to Gan Eden. What is Gan Eden? That the neshamas are tachas kisya kovet. Where does the neshamas of the Rishoyim go? They're like moving around. What does that mean? One malach stays on one side of the world. And another malach stays on the other side of the world. And they throw the neshamas from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's what happens to the neshama of a Rosha. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yes nefesh oivecha yikalenu b'soich kaf hakelam. That Hashem throws the neshamas of the Rishoyim in a sling from one side of the world to the other side. Omale Rabba Rav Nachman, so Rabbi, yes, Rav Nachman, shel beinoni mai. What's going to be the loch of a beinoni? A middle person. So far we only spoke about a tzaddik and about a rosha. What about a middle class person? Omale, so he answered back, Iko shchivna l'yamri l'chu. And somehow the Girsa, Kloima Ish Chivna, if I would have died, I also couldn't tell you this answer. Abaha Milsa, as I can answer you this, Abaha Milsa Hochi Yama Shmuel. This is the way Shmuel said Pshat. Yeah. No, this is the way Shmuel said pshat. Nagav, just was said before, the Lashon Gemara was Zoyma Mais Volchas. It said that in the neshama of the Rishoyim, Zoyma Mais Volchas, I see Rashi, it doesn't mean that it's moved around. Zoyma Mais means a Lashon, like Rashi says, Chavush is a Beis HaSoyer. It's like put into prison. And on the side it says, the pshat is, that milekalena b'klaf hakel v'yom b'teich kaf hakel mash mishi chavusha u'kvusha b'teich kaf hakel, but the neshama is tight in the sling, it's like tied up in the sling, just they throw you.
Yeah.
So zomim mais means loshin was tied up, like put into prison. Baitis, now we ask the shala, what about a benini? Omar Shmuel elu v'yelu l'doymenim sorim, he's both the rishoyim and the benenim are given over to the malach called Duma, Doyma, that's his name.
Yeah.
Rashi Malach Hamamuna al Ruchas. He's the Malach that's in charge of the Ruchas, of the Neshamas. Is Halolu Yesh Lehem Menuach, and Halolu Ein Lehem Menuach. Has the Rishoyim have no rest, but the Beinanim have rest. Omale Rav Mori, Asidim Tzadikim Devri Yafra. Rav Mori Dashin Apostle that Tzadikim Losed, has their body will also disintegrate, will also rot away, and become into offer into dirt. They see, because the Apostle says, the Yoshev offer El Oritz. At the close the Gazach, that what everybody, the goof, will turn back into dirt.
Yeah.
So the Gemara, Kishohoyu, Hanu Kufuloi, Devi Kafle, Biyarad Rav Nachman. There were some diggers, people that dug in the ground. They were digging in the ground of Rav Nachman. Is Nocha Bahu Rav Achoy Bar Yasha. As they were digging in the ground, and vice versa, they started to dig into the grave, into the kever of Rav Acha Bar Yashia. So he started to yell at them. He's like, leave me alone. As he was lying in his grave, he was nift already. But vice versa, his goof was still kayim. And when they started to dig and hit into his kvura, into his oran, he started to yell back, Nochabu Rav Acha Bar Yashia. Is also, so the diggers ran back home, the Yomel and Rav Nachman. They told over Rav Nachman, what happened here? They said, Nocha ben Gavra. It's all Rav Nachman. We were digging in the ground, and we heard a voice from under the ground, somebody yelling back to us. Is Osa v'yomale maniyu. So Rav Nachman came back to the ground to see what's going on, and he asked, he spoke to the ground, right to the kevra, to who's there, who are you? Maniyu mar. Omale, so he heard a voice answering back, Anor acho bar yashia. You should know, I'm acho bar yashia. Omale, so Rav Nachman asked him, V'lav Omer Rav Mori, didn't Rav Mori darshan and say, Asidi tzadika devi yafra, that even tzadikim will turn into dirt? So it was like, how come your goof is still there, like you're still talking? Omale, so he answered back, Umani Mori, who is this Mori? Lo yadanale, I don't know him. Like, I don't know what you're asking me, that's not a kasha. Omale, so Rav Nachman answered back, V'okrok siv, good, you don't know Rav Mori. But I have a posik though. The posik says, V'yoshev ha'ofer el oritz. That the gufim will come back into dirt, that your body turns into dirt later. Kishohoye, the way it was matchilu, just like Hashem created other rishon from offer, your body goes back to offer. Omalei, so the Rav Achoy answered back to Rav Nachman, the yagricha kehelis, whoever taught you kehelis, lo yagriecha mishle, did not teach you mishle. The yasiv, because the pasuk in mishle says, v'rekev atzomois kina. Like, what causes the bones to rot away? That's the meat of kina, if you have jealousy. So, Idashin, Kol Mishi Yeshla Kina Beliboi, whoever, when he's alive, has jealousy in his heart, he's jealous of other things, he has kina, is Atzmoisav Markivan. Then, when he's nifter, his bones rot away. Of a Kol Sheinla Kina Beliboi, whoever does not have this bad meat of kina, he does not have jealousy in his heart, is Ein Atzmoisav Markivan. His bones, his goof, does not rot away after he was mace. So Mele is saying upon himself, since he was a tzaddik, Rav Achoy, he did not have kina. Mele is good while his bones did not rot away. So the Gemara is Goshashay Chazio Dispe Mashosha. So Rav Nachman went down like the tefillim to touch him, and Rav Nachman felt that there's some amoshes, that his mamish felt a body there. He mamish felt Rav Achoy ban Yashia. Is Omalei, so Rav Nachman spoke to him and told him, Leike mar legavoy de beisaha, bazoi, get up and come home with me. Come to my house. It's frustrating exactly what this means, we don't know. But Amatzah, Rav Nachman asked him, come home with me. Omalei, so Rav Achoy answered back to Rav Nachman, Golas Adaitcha, I see from you, the Afilu Nevi'a Leikoris. You didn't even learn Nevi'im. The Yechsev, the Posik says, in Yecheskel, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem bepischi es kfiroseichem. that when it comes to Chiyas HaMeisim, that you'll understand, you'll be makir, I'm Hashem, because Hashem, I'm the one that's going to open up the Kvaras. Omalei. Kuraschem. So Rashi learns, the Pshat is he told him, says, until Hashem comes himself and brings us Tchias HaMeisim, takes us out of our Kvura, we're not allowed to come out. So that's why Rav Achoy didn't want to go home with Rav Nachman, because he's not allowed to leave his Kvura until Hashem takes him out. So good. So I call upon him. Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked him a kasha, he says enough in the Pasuk in Bereishis, v'oksiv ki ofer ato v'yelofer toshuv, that you were created from dirt, and you go back to dirt. So v'zoi, how come you're not dirt right now? How come you're still in the same matzav as your goof? Or Malay, Rav Achoy into the back. Hahu, this pasuk is talking about Shoachas Kodim Tchias HaMeisim. Enochanami, B'shas Tchias HaMeisim, they'll all be dirt. But it's only a second before Tchias HaMeisim that your goof will turn into offer, and then Hashem will create us again to make another Bria, that Dugmad Adam Rishon. Just like when Hashem created Adam Rishon, He created him from offer, from dirt, Yesh Me'ayin, who are then by Tchias HaMeisim, there'll be a matzav that will all go back to dirt, and then Hashem will create us. So he answered, that's only a second before Tchias HaMeisim. But up until then, Tzadikim can still be, the Gufam can still be Kayim. So the Gemara, Omalei Yehu Tzaduki Le'abavua. Rabbi Tzaduki, somebody that gave service to the Eden, the Tzorah Dash and the Torah of Exav wrong, he asked Re'abavua, Amrisu, like you Tzadikim say over, that Nishmosen Shol Tzadikim Genuza is Tachas Kisya Kovet. That where are the Nishomas of the Tzadikim now? Like we spoke out, where are they now in Gan Eden? They're Tachas Kisya Kovet. Abazoi, if the Nishomas are in Shemayim, Oiva Timiya, Heche Aske Lishmuel, Benegide. Hey, by Shaw went to his feet to Oivy Yedoni. They wanted to bring up Shmuel Hanavi to speak to him after he was Niftam. How was the Oivy Yedoni able to bring out Shmuel Hanavi? As if you're telling me now that after a person it sounded like his mace, his Nisham is only in Shemayim, Tachas Kisya Kovid, how is it possible to bring the Nishama down to this world, like the Oivy Yedoni did? Or Malay, so he answered back, Rebbe Hu answered back, that was in the first 12 months when he was Nifter. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, all first 12 months after a person is Mace, is Gufa Kaim. It's possible your Gufa still be Kaim. The Nishmasai Oilav Yeredis. And your Nishama goes up to Shemayim, true, but it's also Yeredis, it also comes down back to this world. Avalacha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, Haguf Bottle. The goof is bottle, it has no chiyas at all anymore. The nishma se oile, the nishama goes up to Shemayim,